This video is dedicated by the Huberfeld family in memory of Pinchas and Ray Huberfeld, Aleihem Shalom. Hello and welcome to Jewish History in Daf Yomi. So today's Daf has a discussion of the piercing of coins, which would make the coins into something that one could make into a necklace for one's son or daughter. I love reading this because it reminds me of when I was a little kid and we lived right next to some train tracks, and I used to put pennies on the train tracks and then wait till the train would crush them, and then I would go pick them up, and I got these really flat but large coins, and I always wondered, could I possibly poke a hole in them and make a necklace? Anyways, let's get back. This reminds me also of an unusual kind of coin, actually a token, that was used in Israel right up until the 1990s. And I remember it well from my days there in the early 1980s, if you can believe it. This was a telephone token that had an unusual kind of slot in it and, of course, a hole. And by the way, for those of you who are millennials, telephone tokens were necessary because they had these things called telephone booths or public telephones. This is before people had cell phones, so you actually had to go, believe it or not, to a little small room or house constructed outside in the street where there would be a telephone sitting there, a large device. You would put in the coins, you would pay cashola, or actually in this case tokenola, and you would get the privilege of making a phone call. Here's a look at the Asimon. You can see it has the symbol of the Israeli post office there, the deer, and there's a hole right in the middle, and it says in both Hebrew and Arabic at the bottom, telephone. On the right, this is a picture, again, something unfamiliar to you. This is a telephone dial, and you see that little hook on the lower right. Basically, what you would do is you would stick your, on the phone itself, you would stick your fingers into the correct digit. It had a little kind of like round moving dial, and you would stick your fingers into like number 6, and you would rotate it all the way until you met that hook, and then you would remove your finger. I know it sounds so primitive, and the whole thing would snap back, and then you would enter the next number, a 5, 4, whatever it would be. And this is why we say you dial a phone. You know, why would you dial on a cell phone? There's no dial there, but that's because it comes from this original dial thing. So I look for examples of asimonim made into necklaces like in our daf, but I didn't see them, but I did find these great cufflinks. I got to get up here myself. I hope this illuminated your daf, and I wish you hatzlacha in your learning.